Chairman Brad Holton, I'll bring the meeting back to order. We have a 10:30 agenda item that we're getting started at 10:44. DSD General Business, we have an action item to consider resolution to issue a refund to Streetlights LLC. And be case number CU2024-0017. Good morning.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This particular refund request before you today is for a withdrawn conditional use permit. We did send out agency and JEPA notices for this case. We did prepare case maps and property owner listing in anticipation of noticing. The applicant, after that work was done, did decide to withdraw their request. And we have determined that approximately 45% of the fees paid for this permit have been utilized in the work performed. And we are recommending a refund in the amount of $522.50.
Okay, discussion?
Chairman, I appreciate the breakdown that Jennifer's provided. I'm in favor of issuing the amount of $522.50, and that would be a motion.
A second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right, thank you. All right, other DSD general business.
Thank you, Chairman, Commissioners. Happy to be here. Missed you last week. Haven't seen you yet this week.
That's some weeks go that way. Yeah.
So just a few items of topics of discussion or update. First one is provide a little bit of a staffing update. We moved some folks around to fill some of our positions, and we have a new planner that started this week. We have two planners that start on Monday. So that'll give us four principals and four associates again. I think the two associates that we hired are recent graduates of a planning degrees through BSU. So we're looking forward to them. The principal planner that we hired has experience at City of Napa as well as City of Boise. So she comes experienced and has a lot of experience in long range planning as well that will certainly benefit us from standpoint of comp plan implementation and such.
Yes.
So I do have one opening at the moment that is posted, and that's for development services technician, because we promoted into the permitting supervisor position. She's nice. Been here with us for a couple years, knows the job and her charges very well, has good interaction, and she's a sharp lady. So happy to really promote from within where we could. We did interview some of our staff for some of the other planning positions that we had options across the board, and we chose to hire otherwise from outside on those positions. Have talked to those staff members about, you know, we recognize where you're falling short in that regard for another position. We want to work with you to really provide training and opportunities for progression within the department, and they're
right.
Really happy about that, and so continue to work very well in a position that they're still in. So that's a good thing. So we have one opening. Anticipate we'll fill that tech position as soon as possible. But we have two existing experienced members on the front desk at the moment, so that's a good thing.
Very good thing.
I also want to tell you, just up front, in case you know, it's almost fireworks stand request season. We're dealing with one at the moment, but you know how it works. Typically, well, there's a form that we review the location, and by code it needs to be on a piece of property that's on commercial, and we would really like them to be in the cities, then the request wouldn't come to us. But occasionally, and in the past, and then it goes to the fire district for approval. We worked with the fire districts in the past year to be on the same page in that they will not sign off on the request. The request comes from their standardized form, it comes to us, we sign it first. And if we don't sign it, then they won't sign it. And so we're in that situation at the moment, maybe elevated to a call to you at some point. Know that I'm dealing with it. They got away with it. They actually did it on the requested location last year, and we kept close tabs on them. The fire department was keeping tabs on them. We were building official and code enforcement were both involved and making sure that they policed their site and they didn't have any issues. They did a good job, but I've told them until that application for a rezone actually goes through, or we're confident that it's going to go through, and it happened in this year, and that is, it's not a happy subject for.
They're explosive, even bombastic about it.
So, anyways, that's the season, and you may hear about it.
Most likely.
That is not the one, but also want to update on the record that we do have a fee waiver slash reduction request procedure. We have a form. And just know that, so I have a request at the moment. I have to make a recommendation before it comes before you, and we'll be scheduling that one very shortly. But just know that we've always had one. I try to discourage that request as often as possible, but we'll deal with this one in short order. And really the last thing I want to talk about today is go back to the PNC Commission, because we were going to cut down from 7 to 5. We have one standing commissioner that has an attendance problem. He's a good commissioner when he shows up, but I really, because it is now coming into summer vacation season and what have you, and business is business, I'm going to run into quorum problems. And so we need those PNC Commission hearings, and I can't afford to cancel one here or there in order to keep us on track to get out of our situation with a backlog. Like I have told you in the past month, all of those, we don't have backlog of applications anymore. They're all assigned out. And some are already scheduled for hearing. Some are in various stages of review and notification. So that said, I need PNC hearings to be consistent and as regularly scheduled, because we have 2 a month. And so, to have to open a call for PNC commissioners. I have the application for this year updated and ready to go, and can socialize that through Aaron if it's amenable to the Board of County Commissioners.
I'm in favor.
I don't remember exactly. It seemed like we wanted to reduce from 7 to 5. But then we had one resign and one age off, his term ended, and we didn't fill that. But now we have a new situation with attendance. And last PNC hearing, we had 3 commissioners there, and they get through business without getting too far in the weeds when they're shorthanded. But, and I appreciate that, but they're feeling the pressure that they know that two of them, we may not have a quorum on June 5th, and that's troublesome. Because if that's the first one, then who knows? I just can't afford to lose any dates. So,
right.
If we get a call out, at least if we get some names to consider, right, that would be helpful. Because then I've got also, potentially we can fill an ad commission off of those applications as well. So,
okay, I'm in favor, Mr. Chairman. I am too.
Okay, then I will get those forms in Aaron's hands and get them out there.
Okay,
there's a call to the public. There's the application form that'll be on the website as well. So,
okay,
we're ready ready to roll that out.
Yeah, to dig out of this, we're gonna have to be going through them like clockwork. Okay. All right. Anything else?
No, thank you for the bulleted points and overview. I appreciate it.
Don't want to waste time. It's budget season. Got things to do.
Right.
But thank you all.
Thank you.
Anything else?
I don't.
All right.
Chairman, I move we adjourn this meeting.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. We are adjourned. Thanks.